1. Nathan Case Kodu is a 2022 Malayalam movie directed by Radish Balakrishnan Padavul about an ordinary man taking on a man in power. 2. Rajiv Kunchako Boban has left his life as a thief behind and is currently in a live-in relationship with Devi. One fine night, he is falsely accused of robbing an MLA's house. The case reaches the court, and drama starts. Rajiv accuses the PWD minister. Rajiv explains that, while he was urinating near the MLA's house that night, he jumped into the house to save himself from a speeding auto. The auto was hit from behind by a truck that was trying to avoid a cyclist who had fallen into a pothole. So all this happened due to a pothole in the road that the minister refused to repair. It is finally proved that Rajiv did not take anything from the MLA's house, and the minister is charged with graft. The next day, a truck tries to kill Rajiv, but it gets into an accident due to a pothole, and Rajiv lives on. 3. The movie has given the confidence that any man can take on the powerful if they have a valid point in hand. India has full of such valid issues that are totally ignored on the face by the ministers as these problems are not pressed upon as needed. 4. The movie was nearly perfect in terms of the naturality it portrayed, but the director, to show 100% of it, used actors who overtried their job. This mediocre acting did affect the movie, along with some jokes that were just not in place. 5. The acting by the leading cast was commendable, and the story too. Potholes are an issue that is part of every Indian family. There is not a single Indian, rich and poor, whose scooters and Benz have gone through it all. 6. The movie also highlights the cheap problem that exists in society. It is typecasting or being judgmental. Change is constant, so judging a person on their past unless and until you understand them is worthless. 7. Kudos to the writer for connecting a mostly ignored public issue with others and making it so big that it took the powerful ones down. A big chest of courage is required to make such a movie that directly mocks and questions the government. 8. When an ordinary man takes something without permission, it's called stealing, and when a powerful man does the same, it's corruption. Stealing is stealing, so the law and the media should treat everyone with that eyes instead of showing partiality to the powerful. 9. A critically acclaimed movie that did well at the box office too. 10. A many-time-watch movie that I enjoyed but expected more.